Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank Gaffney. And joining us this segment is Dr. Desmond Lachman, who is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and previously served as deputy director in the International Monetary Fund's Policy Development and Review Department. Now, Dr. Lachman, there was some interesting stuff going on last week in England and the rest of the UK. They held a vote that didn't go quite the way a lot of folks were thinking, but seems to have some pretty big implications. What is your one over the world view of the Brexit and how that's going to affect, to start with, the global markets?
Well, that vote was really of huge importance that Britain was now choosing to leave a union that they had been in for 45 years. They decided that they wanted to leave Europe, go their own way. And that has already caused very big political consequences in Britain itself, and it has roiled both pound sterling and global financial markets. And what we've seen over the weekend, for instance, is that the Conservative Party, the ruling Conservative Party, is deeply divided. There's already a very big fight as to who's going to be the next leader of that party, while the head of the Scottish National Party has indicated that Scotland might very well want a referendum of its own. So there are huge reverberations of this already, and my expectation is that we'll continue to see a lot of political and economic noise coming out of Britain going forward, because they're injected great uncertainty as to what their relationship is with Europe, and this will persist for the next 2 years, and that'll be very bad for the British balance of payments.
Now, that all makes perfect sense, and obviously, to some extent, you would think the voters might have taken some of that into account, but in a lot of cases, we seem to find out that the voters tend to have more emotional reactions to things like this than, a truly reasoned or deeply thoughtful. What do you think were the driving factors, on the economic side that led them to be willing to take that chance?
Voters didn't pay that much attention to the economic considerations, and they chose to ignore the view, which seemed to be a consensus amongst experts, the international multilateral institutions, foreign governments. The whole establishment was warning that we could have a full-blown sterling crisis that could push Britain into a deep recession. This could take a number of years to recover from. The voters chose to ignore that, and instead they listened to calls for getting greater control of their country, for wanting to limit immigration into the United Kingdom, to get back sovereignty. Those were the kind of issues that played with 52% of the electorate, and they chose to ignore the likely economic consequences on the grounds that experts were often wrong. Why should we pay attention to them now?
One of the people who was warning that the pound especially and economic markets overall would be jeopardized by this was George Soros, who previously made an awful lot of money on similar speculations as to monetary rates and exchange overall. Did you see he and others probably being validated by this, or what's it going to take to show?
Absolutely. We've had two trading days now of the British pound since Brexit, and the pound has already fallen by something like 12%. That is a massive move. We've never had a move like that before, and there's no sign that this is over. So I would say that already the fears expressed by people like Soros that this was going to have huge economic and political repercussions, and we don't know where this is all taking us, that already seems to be validated. I would just say that from a fundamental point of view, the reason that one has to think that the Soros of the world could be right is that Britain has chosen to inject tremendous uncertainty about its relations with Europe that will persist at least for the next 2 years, at the very time that it's got a record external current account deficit that amounts to as much as 7% of GDP. So if capital does leave the United Kingdom, if parts of the financial sector now do decide to relocate out of the City of London, we've really got a big problem with the pound sterling, and that in turn has the ability not only to drive the UK economy into recession, but also to contaminate global financial markets in much the same way as Lehman did when it went belly up in 2008.
Folks, we're talking with Dr. Desmond Lachman, resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Is part of the problem, and at least the immediate deleterious effect of Brexit on the British currency, due to the fact that the sitting prime minister was a vocal opponent of the Brexit and was actively against it, and consequently may not have, you know, led to much planning for the immediate impact? Were there any, you know, mitigating policies that could have been put in place to minimize this, you know, 12% drop in the currency?
I very much doubt that. What really seems to have happened is that British politics have now been thrown into total turmoil. It's not just a question that the Conservative Party is deeply divided and now going into a leadership battle that is going to be very ugly over the next 3 months, but it's rather that even the Labour Party, there seems to have been a silent coup over the weekend, that their senior members of the shadow cabinet have all walked out of Jeremy Corbyn's cabinet and are demanding that he step down. So we've got chaos all over the show, and the Scottish leader is not helping to calm matters politically. So we don't even know whether the United Kingdom is going to stick together. So it's very difficult to see how credible policies could have been put in place to minimize some of the damage, because there's doubt as to whether these people are at all in control over the next few months. You know, so we're entering into a political vacuum, and in Europe, there are a populist wave of its own that could be fanned by what is going on in Britain. I'm thinking about places like Italy, France, the Netherlands. There's move afoot there to have referendums on Europe as well, and there's not very much support for Europe in those countries right now.
I think the Netherlands is one where obviously the same immigration sentiments are in play, and Geert Wilders is, from what I've seen, polling pretty well as a potential next prime minister. Do you think they could be the Nexit, could be the next domino to fall?
Well, the domino, if the Netherlands were to be the next domino, that would be serious. But what is even more serious is the situation in Italy, and Italy is going to have a referendum on constitutional reform in October that the opposition are now turning into a no-confidence vote on the Renzi government. What is at issue isn't simply the immigration question in Europe, but it's the very poor economic performance that we've had over the past decade that has seen unemployment levels at very high rates, very sluggish economic growth, great disaffection amongst the population against the political elite, and the Brexit incident could really put wind in the sails of those who really wanting to be out of Europe. I'm thinking of people like Marine Le Pen in France, you know, who now is the most popular politician. She's certainly going to get to the second round in the French presidential elections in about 18 months' time. This is all very troubling.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Desmond Lachman about some of the repercussions of the Brexit, and it seems like Europe is going to be in for some interesting times, and unfortunately that will have an effect on all of us in the global markets. Thank you very much, Dr. Lachman. Up next, we will be speaking with Joseph Heumeier from the Center for a Secure Free Society.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.